What we see is that rather than 100% redress scheme similar to the Pyrites Remediation Scheme for the homeowners in Dublin and North Leinster, we have another grant scheme. And that means that families will be tens of thousands of euros short, and indeed many, many families will not be able to access the scheme. They can't access that type of money, particularly older people. So this scheme isn't going to be workable, and we need a new approach, a proper redress scheme. And what we're saying is that the defective block homeowners, the families living in defective apartments and duplexes and houses, and the Pyrite families, everybody should be treated the same under one board rolled out by the housing agency. That's the approach that's going to be required, and that's the approach that will be taken by Sinn Féin government.
And is there a commitment that in your current position in opposition that you will continue to work to deliver what is best for these defective block homeowners?
That's why we work with the likes of the Redress Focus Group in terms of the role of the banks, the role of the financial institutions. That's why we continue to challenge government to change the scheme that's here. And we're conscious that a lot of families just can't wait any longer. They need to rebuild their homes. It's very frustrating for us in opposition in that you're asking the government to change tack. You're asking the government to listen to the reality being brought forward by the likes of the Mike Action Group and by the Pyrite groups in Mayo and Clare, that the scheme isn't workable for far too many families. We'll just have to keep working at that, but we have to make a commitment. The Ardèche at the weekend, I'm conscious, could be the last Ardèche before the next general election, and people need to know what will be the shape of the change if Sinn Féin are in government after the next election.